Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lozindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhlaka 16 kuMpalakazi 2020 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu namhlanje,
uma kuyikuthi bavulile ngempela amaborder, kumele kungabi lamazona restrictions in terms of travel. Mase bevala then which means amaborder vele abavulelanga abantu.
Iningi labeZimbabwe kwele Botswana lilakho ukwehluleka ukuyafika ekhaya ngekhefu lekhisimusi ngenxa ye-COVID-19.
Indi lento yokuthenga ama COVID certificate ngoba ama COVID certificate kawenzelwanga ukuthi ahlukumeze abantu, ayenzelwe ukuthi kubonakale ukuthi umuntu akahambi negciwane alichaphise alihambisa elifake emndenini wa.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala eSouth Africa zibikwa zisebenzisa incwadi zokuzivazela izokuthi azilagcikwane le-COVID-19 zixwayiswa ukuba zizojeziswa kanzima. Italele High Court kobulawayo seledlulisele kufiki ezayo isicelo sikamnumzana Bednico Bebe wayengumqoqi wenhlelo kubandla le-NDCT esokumisa umhlangano omkhulu owe-Congress webandla lelo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Zezinkulungwane ezedlula ezilithumi lanye, 11,522 asebehloliwe batholakala bele COVID-19 eZimbabwe. Abasinde kulomkhuhlane sebezinkulungwane ezedlula ezithoba munye, 9,599. Abalokhe begula bayidlula inkulungwane eyodwa lengxenye, 1,600. Njalo igcikwane leli libulele abangamakhulu edlula amathathu, 310. Ezwekazi le-Afrika kutholakale abantu abedlula izigidi ezimbili, 2.4 million, vele COVID-19, yona ebulele inkulungwane ezingamachumi phose ayisithupha. Emhlabeni jikelele sebe izigidi ezingamachumi edlula ayisikhombisa, 73.6 million, abahlaselwe ligciwane leli labulala abedlula isigidi lengxenye, 1.6 million. Iningi labeZimbabwe kwele Botswana lilakho ukwehluleka ukuyafika ekhaya ngekhefu lekhisimusi ngenxa ye-COVID-19. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi ele Botswana lisithi abantu abafuna ukuhamba ngitsho laphakathi kwelizwe kumele behlolwe ukuthi abalamkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Intatheli izindaba yeStudio 7, umqondisi Dube usethulela lolu daba.
Uhulumende weBotswana ukhuthaze abezempilakahle ukuthi balungiselele ukuhlola inani eliphezulu labantu abaze behamba-hamba ngekhefu lekhisimusi. Kungcwadi elotshwe nguhulumende esiya endaweni zempilakahle ezitheneyo eleBotswana lithi abantu abazahlolwa kumele bahlawule amapula alikhulu lamathumi amabili, i-120 pula. Njalo abeofisi ebona ukulwisana legciwane le-corona eye-COVID-19 Presidential Task Force bathi balakho ukunciphisa inani labantu abaphiwa incwadi zokuhamba-hamba ngesikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi. Ilunga le-COVID-19 Presidential Task Force uDokotela Mhumotsi Mathaba uthi kufanele kuthathwe amanyathela ngoba inani labantu abaligciwane le-corona lisiya liqonga.
Again, this shows an increase in the daily number of cases that we are seeing.
Kutshengisa ukuthi inani labantu abatholakala belo mkhuhlane lo malanga wonke liyaqonga. Lokhu kuyakhathaza ikakhulu kubuya ngesikhathi sikhangele ikhefu.
It shows an upward trajectory, especially as we go towards the holidays.
Imigoqo ekhangelelwe ukuthi ifakwe ensukwini ezilandelayo ilakho ukuthundubeza injabulo abanye abeZimbabwe abadibelayo yokuthi imincele isivuliwe, ngakho bazathola ithuba lokuyabona izihlobo labangani. Umnumzana Benjamin Spanda weZimbabwe ohlala eHavron uthi imizamo ye-COVID-19 Task Force iza kutsho ukuthi abaningi bantshintshe inhlelo zabo zokuhamba.
Kuzavulala inhlelo eziningi zokuhamba ngoba abantu abaningi vele sesilanile ukuthi sifuna ukuhamba. Uhulumende ukuvula kwakhe amaborder ukebe sekuyize. Uma kuyikuthi bavulile ngempela amaborder, kumele kungabi lamazonal restrictions in terms of travel. Mase bevala then which means amabhoda vele abavulelanga abantu.
Okunye njalo okuhlupha abanye abafuna ukuyafika ekhaya ukuthi uma ufuna ukuhlola kumele uhlawule okulakho ukuvalela ngaphandle labo abalizandla ezimfitshane. Umnumzana Mthabisi Dube uthi ngaphezu kwalokhu kule ndaba eyokuthi inani labantu abathola belo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19 liyaliqonga emazweni asemhlulweni wangezansi kwezwekazi le-Afrika bukuqela iBotswana, South Africa kanye leZimbabwe.
Kunzima ukuqonga kwenani labantu abatholakala bele-COVID khona ngokwakho kuyethusa. Abanye kade bevele bedonda ukuhamba ngenxa yokwesaba ukuthi they might contract the coronavirus. Ama-travel restrictions lawa azakwenza kube nzima ngamandla. These are really difficult times.
Ngomvulo umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa oyaleke South Africa wabika ukungena kwemgoqo ethile kwindlela kwenqabela ukumemetheka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Ele Botswana lona liqinise umkhankaso wokukhuthaza abantu ukuthi bahlale endaweni zabo bengahambahambi ngekhefu lekhisimusi noma lokhu usitsho ungayibona ikakhulu abadala emakhaya. Inani labantu abatholakale beligcwane le-COVID-19 kwele Botswana selanda inkulungwane ezilitshumi lamunwembili, 11,531 kudaba ngamatshumi amathathu lani i-34 balahlekelwa umphefumulo. Ngingumqondisi Dube oyindaba ze-Studio 7, isabona wele Botswana.
Usenjalo umphathi ntambo wogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa umnumzana Aaron Mosaletsi usexwayise izizalwane zezimbi ezibikwa zisebenzisa incwadi zokuzivazela zokuthi azilagcikwane le-COVID-19 esithi abenza lokhu bengabanjwa bazawukhomba olotshwala. UThuso Khumalo usethulela lolu daba.
Umphathi ntambo Aaron Mzwaledi utshela abezindaba ukuthi sebezwile ukuthi kulabantu abalungisa amaphepha e-COVID-19 angekho emthethweni bese bawathengisela abantu abaya eZimbabwe. Uthi isiphathamandla zogatsha lwakhe lezogatsha lwezempilakahle ziqaphile emngceleni we-Bed Bridge lakweminye imingcele zidinga labo abasebenzisa incwadi zingunekungundelezi eziveza ukuthi bahloliwe batholakala bengenawo umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 bona bengazange bahlolwe.
Health officials who examine them are alert because we agreed, even with our counterparts in other countries. So they have to have a list of companies.
Siyabazi ubugebenga lobo njalo iziphathamandla zomngcele lezempilakahle zibalindele abasebenzisa lezi ncwadi emngceleni.
Or laboratories that are accredited, that are credible. If they find a certificate from a company that is not knowledgeable, they've got the right to reject it.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezikhulumele Studio 7 zangathandi ukuveza amagama zithe lezi ncwadi ezingekho emthethweni zitholakala endaweni okugatelwa kizo amabhasi lemitshova eya eZimbabwe endaweni ezijeneyo zelizwe. Omunye obephethe incwadi efana xadu lalezo esemthethweni ongathandanga ukwazakala uthi uyithenge ngamarandi angamakhulu amane 400. Le yinto egcizelelwa ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe unkosazana Sinanzeni Sithole yena odila umkhuba kufanele uphele ngoba uzabulalisa abanengi.
Into ebuhlungu ukuthi awuzazi kumbe uyakula ulalo igciwane le-corona kumbe awulalo. Okwenzayo kuyathenga i-certificate emabhasini. Mina ngiyafisa ukuthi ngabantu bayatshintsha indlela yokucabanga le ndlela yokwenza. Ngoba akusikho ukuthi ucindezela wena wedwa but uthathe umkhuhlane ngapho usangapha.
Le yinto esisolwe njalo ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe obuye njalo abe isikhulumeli senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abesifazane kwele South Africa ezim imbokodo unkosikazi Chorus Mkhosi.
Ukuziba nesithupha kumele uhlolwe. Angeke uqhamuke sule sithupha ungazange uhlolwa. Akekho umuntu ongakubhalela isithupha athi awunawo umkhuhlane ungahlolwanga. Asiye emhlolo kwindawo ezifana noClicks, indawo ezifana noDiscam. Thole izithupha ezibonisayo ukuthi siphilile asinayo imkhuhlane. Ngokungahloli bakithi sibulala la thina sodwa, sibulala isizwe, asibulali mongameli, asibulali hulumeni, sizibulala thina mphakathi.
Isikhulume sehlanganiswe emele abeZimbabwe kwele South Africa, eZimbabwe Community in South Africa, umnumzana Bongani Mkhwanazi naye uyakhuza lomkhuba.
Iindi lento yokuthenga ama COVID certificate ngoba ama COVID certificate kawenzelwanga ukuthi ahlukumeze abantu, ayenzelwe ukuthi kubonakale ukuthi umuntu akahambi negciwane alichaphise alihambisayo elifake emndenini wakhe, umndeni wakhe mhlawumbe ugcine ugulile basweleka abantu. Kungakho nje abantu kumele bathathe iresponsibility yokuthi bathole ama COVID test aqondileyo, basebenzisa ama COVID test aqondileyo.
ngokusho komthetho wezokulwiswa omkhuhlane we-coronavirus, wonke umuntu osuka eSouth Africa esiya eZimbabwe noba kusuka eZimbabwe esiya eSouth Africa kufanele ahlolwe ngokusemthethweni, aphiwe incwadi eveza ukuthi akanalo igciwane le-coronavirus. Le ncwadi endaweni esemthethweni ibiza amarandi angamakhulu ayisishiyagalombili kwele South Africa 800 rands, okuyimali iningi elikhala ngokuthi alelayo. Lezi ncwadi ziqakathekile ukuthi lo otholakala eligciwane engavunyelwa ukuyangena eZimbabwe ngoba ezafika athelele abanye. Imizamo yokuthola kuphawula kwekonsulate yeZimbabwe kwele South Africa ibingakaphumeleli ngesikhathi sisiya emoyeni. Melesudo 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, Nyuthuso Khumalo.
Italele High Court kobulawayo sele dlulisele kuviki ezayo isicelo sikaMnumzana Bethnico Bebe owayengumqoqo wenhlelo kubandla le-MDCT esokumisa umhlangano omkhulu weCongress webandlalelo ngomgqibelo kusakhangelelwa isicelo sakhe sokubuyiselwa esikhundleni sakhe. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba.
Umthethwandaba waphezulu we-High Court uthethe leli nyathelo ngoba amagqwetha ebandla le-MDCT abike ukuba athole amaphepha okuphanyekwa kwalesi sicelo edale izolo. Amagqwetha kaBhebhe lawe-MDCT acine evumelene ukuba isikhathi abathole ngaso amaphepha abenze behluleka ukulungiselela kakuhle. Igqwetha likaBhebhe uMnumzana Ngqobani Sithole uchasisa impumela ye-High Court.
Justice Christopher Dube Banda uthi yena abe MDC nabothokozani kube bacele ukuthi indaba isithuthi ihanjiselwe phambili ngenxa yokuthi bathole amaphepha izolo. Ngakho-ke igqwetha labo lithi alizange lithole ithuba lokuthi libuze ama-clients abo ukuthi ime njani indaba. So bacele nje ukuthi postpone to another date. Thina sasesinanzelela ukuthi liqinise ukuthi bathole izolo ngama-11 njalo nxa besiba nesicelo soneso isicelo sabo sile merit ngesilungu. Esikunanzelelayo ukuthi i-Congress izaba khona mhla ka-19 ngesabatha. Ujaji uthe yona kumele izangena next week, meaning ukuthi kuyabe sokudlulile, kodwa hhayi uba ubhebhe kulini icebo afuna kuliyena.
Ubhebhe ephuma edale wamukele ukuphathwa kwesicelo sakhe.
Sokuqalisile ukusetshenza sizasebenza. Thina siyahlonipha ukuthi umthethwandaba utheni, njalo siyakukholwa ukuthi nxa sisebenza kufanele sisebenze ngendlela eqondileyo, indlela engalabumemenene. Sizakwenza okusemandleni emandleni ethu ukuthi sibone ukuthi-ke udaba lolu luyalungisiswa ngokuqondileyo njalo okusemthethweni.
Igqwetha le-MDCT uMnumzana Thawanda Thabengwa uchasisa ukuba abameleyo bathini.
Okay, ama-respondents acela ukuthi matter if postpone because ama-papers afike izolo late, so abazange lithole ithuba lokuthi balungise ama-papers abo okuphendula abade kuthiwa ngu-applicant. So i-court ithe imatter izangena ngeviki ezayo after i-congress.
Ubhebhe uqala inkokheli ye-MDCT ukuba ayilandelanga isisekelo sebandla ukumkhupha esikhundleni sakhe ayelaso ngomnyaka ka-2014 sokuba ngunobhala obona ukuqoqwa kwenhlelo u-organizing secretary, njalo ubecele idale ukuba limise i-congress ye-MDCT ekhangelelwe ukuba khona ngomgqibelo udaba lwakhe luze luthonisiswe luphele. Ngimele i-Studio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Abanye abalandeli bakamongameli Donald Trump olokhu esithi waxilwa kukhetho lukamongameli libandla lama-Democrats sebevuma ukuthi uMnumzana Joe Biden uzangena esikhundleni sikamongameli ngozibandlela. Kodwa bakhona njalo abathi uMnumzana Biden akumelanga angene esikhundleni lesi. UGibbs Dube usethulela lolu daba.
Ukhokela idale le-Senate uMnumzana Mitch McConnell ngomunye wabathi uBiden wanqoba uTrump kukhetho olwenziwe ngolwezi.
Our system of government has processes to determine who will be sworn in on January the 20th. The Electoral College has spoken.
Kodwa isikhulumeli sika Trump unkosazana Kayleigh McEnany uthi uTrump lokhu ephikisa impumela yokhetho lolu.
The president is still involved in ongoing litigation related to the election.
Umnumzana Biden uthi ngamandla aluhlaza tshoko ukuthi ukhetho lwebiwa libandla lamademokrats.
It's a position so extreme we've never seen it before. A position that refused to respect the will of the people, refused to respect the rule of law, and refused to honor our constitution.
UTrump uchotoze uMcConnell ngokuvuma kwakhe ukuthi uBiden wanqoba ukhetho lukamongameli. UTrump uthetise uMcConnell enkundleni yokuxhumana eTwitter esithi uligwala njalo uzahlamukelwa ngabantu. Abalandela okwenzakalayo bathi uBiden ukhangelelwe ukungena esikhundleni ngomzibandlela loba kulabanye abakudalele Congress abafuna ukuvimba ukubalwa kwama-electoral votes mhlaka 6 zibandlela. Unkosikazi Priscilla Ndlovu olandela okwenzakala eMelika uthi umqoto okwethulwe uMcConnell.
I-Republican Party ichile izinto zayo indlela abenza ngayo owabo ngoba nxa belomkhokheli obakhokhelayo bayabamba nabamlandele njenga uTrump yena bebemlandele bedlulisa ukuthi kahle sebevuma ukuthi uBiden lo Harris bekade abawinileyo bayabona ukuthi isikhathi sesiphelile kanti bebezaphika kuze kube nini. UMitch McConnell wathe buzwa i-election sanda kwedlula watheni uzamelela i-electoral college kuhle ngoba ugcinile indlela ayethena uza khangela ngayo ezokhetha ukuthi umbani owinileyo nxa sekwedlula i-electoral college. But ukuthi ubengazi isikhathi sonke lesi ukuthi uTrump uluzile ubesazi ubezama ukubalekela umsindo ngoba uTrump uyabakhathaza uyabathumela abantu bokuba hlupha ungakhangela abantu beGeorgia abathwele nzima abanye even abasebenza kugovernment sebele security bakhangele ukuthi bayabathumela ama-messages abatshela ukuthi bazabadubula bazabenza konke konke. Yikho kwenza ukuthi ama-Republicans amaningi alandele uTrump kodwa iqiniso babebelazi besaba ukuthi uzabakhulumela imfihlo zabo kumbe ebathwithe nxa engabathwithanga abantu bakaTrump laba abamsupportayo bazatshona bebafonela bebethusela ukuthi bazabenza kubi.
Umnumzana Galipani Pugeni isikhulumeli sikamongameli webandla le-MDCT uthi kuyethusa okwenziwa nguTrump.
Indaba kababa uTrump iyayangisa ngokuthi uhamba umhlaba wonke ezithi yena democracy this democracy that efaka ama-sanctions naseZimbabwe kodwa nangu sedliwe yena endaweni ndavuma ukuthi usedliwe axhawule lo winileyo abonge impilo iqhubeke usefuna ukukhonza lokhu esibiza sithi imeham ubusuzibuza ukuthi into eyiyo ayilwela eZimbabwe yini ngoba nangine-weekend badubula umuntu laphana kwagwazwa abangu-5 abantu bakhe beprotesta ukuthi barojiwe uzorojwa njani nakunguwe igovernment kunguwe ophetheyo. Kuyayangisa lokhana asosibonelo esihle.
Kukhangelelwe ukuthi uBiden uzangena esikhundleni sikamongameli mhlaka 20 zibandlela loba nje kuza kuba nokuxokozela edale le-Congress abanye bephikisa ukukhethwa kwakhe. Yimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland ingoKip Stube.
Namhlanje kuhlelo Diaspora Forum sikhangela okwenziwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala kwamanye amazwe. Ngalesi sikhathi uZulu elungiselela ukuhlanganela ndawonye lezihlobo labangane ngekhefu lekhisimusi, ingcwethi kwezempilakahle zikhuthaza abantu ukuthi baqhubekele phambili behlonipha iziqondiso zokuzivikela ekuthelelweni i-coronavirus ezabekwa nguhulumende elandela izenhlanganiso yamanyane wamazwe omhlaba ye-World Health Organization. Lezi iziqondiso zigoqela ukugqoka ama-mask, ukungabi embuthanweni elabantu abaningi, ukungasondelelani duze, i-social distancing, ukulondoloza ukuhlanzeka ngokugeza izandla, sikhathi sonke lezinye. Unkosikhona DVD intatheli izindaba ekumkhankaso wokukhangela indaba zokumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 owasungula umsakazo we-Community Podium TV. UDVD uxoxa loMike Hove we-Studio 7 ngendlela uZulu amele aziphathe ngayo ngalesi sikhathi sekhisimusi.
Bantu bakithi lapha silohlupho, i-second wave le esikhuluma ngayo i-coronavirus engigcwele kakhulu emathebeleleni abobulawayo. Konkana nje singakwenzi nge-first wave, ngcono sikulungeliseni kuhle. We have seen people dying, we have seen people telling positive for COVID-19. Kanye lani kathesi ama-numbers, ama-active cases amaningi akabulawayo eZimbabwe yonke jikelele. So nasikhangela nje sesibona ukuthi bantu bakithi kuthi into le siphila layo ongakuhlezi eceni kwami ngabe layo. So asenzeni konke osikutshelayo ukuthi sikwenze ugqoke imaski singayifaka entanyeni unganiyisitayela nje ukuthi uyakuyigqizile entanyeni kodwa sigqokenile imaski sivalane amakhala lemlomo sineke sure ukuthi siyenza le social distancing lokusanitizer konke kuqakathekile kakhulu.
Bese sikhangela ke indaba le yamabhoda sike saxoxa le nhlanganiso ezivela izakhamizi. For example, Ibulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Bona babe sithi bakhanyana bayasaba ngale ndaba yokuvulwa kwamabhoda ngenxa yokuthi sikhangela kwale South Africa inani labantu abasebebanjwe ngalo mkhuhlane, hayi khanyani kuyinto yokwethusayo kakhulu. Sikhangela okwenzakalayo kweBulawayo bayasho ukuthi kulabantu abangena abavela kwale South Africa okungekho emthethweni bengelayo i-COVID certificate bengatestwanga kuhle, konke lokhu ya. So kwenza njalo ukuthi inani labantu abasebebanjwe ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kobulawayo likhwele. Ukubona njani lokho?
Lapho kulohlupho oluzwayo olukhulu sibili. Inkinga inkemenkeme yendaba yazi. Ngoba xa kuvulwa i-corona ivele injani, abafowethu abaningi bangaphi? BaseGoli. Nabe behamba bezosibona kuba nzima, kuyadura. Ukuyenza ama-COVID-19 test ngama-process amaningi. So abaningi bebesenza imizamo etshiyeneyo ukuthi banjani babuye bezosibona la. Manje uhlupho solukhona ukuthi khona test njengoba thina kobulawayo kathesi ama-cases amaningi vela khona la kobulawayo. Ngayi lana ingakontinue ivuliwe, abangena kusemthethweni bengenayo nje ngoba ibhoda livuliwe, hey kungaba nzima sibili. Umuntu vele engavele efike ngisakusukumudise uyasuke ebona uanti, ebona umama, ebona umalume, ebona ubani bani. Kuba ngokunye singathanda sesilindele indawo yamabhoda le inzima. Abaningi abanye bafuna ukuthi baphile, abanye sebefuna ukuthi babuye bezobona izitolo. Inkinga vele siqalile.
Usalukusho ukuthi i-COVID-19 test ibiza mali eningi vele kwele Zimbabwe. Kubiza malini ukuhlola?
Ukuhlola kathi sele ikhuluma ngama-$60 ukuthi uhlolwe uthole i-COVID-19 test. So nasikhuluma imali leyo sengiyifaka ngamadola lawo eZimbabwe. Nxa sikhangelisisa i-$6,000 ukuthi uyibambe, even abasebenzi bohulumende abaningi bahola khona la. So kutho ukuthi uyakuthatha hafu yesalari ukuthi uyenze i-COVID-19 test. Kuzaba nohlupho olukhulu ngoba kulabanye abazaqalisa ukuthi bebona ukuthi bangahamba njani bengelayo yona leya ya-COVID-19 test. Ngoba i-$60 emisweni injenge-R1,000. So now ukuthi ufuna ukuya etensini, ufuna ukuya shopa sibili nge-R1,000 ala ungadobha isibili thukela laborayisi labolaba uphathele abantwana nje uthatha imali yona leya i-R1,000 sure. If I have COVID-19, the conversation is called the Zakhamizi. Imali yonke leyo. Why the government yona inganjani ingasubsidize yethi izinto ngibe phansi abantu omunye lomunye ekwanisa ukuthi anjani alokhuzi ayibhadani. But njengoba izwa ngamadola emelika kuthi ukuthi kuyazokumela ukuthi noma udlaleyo RTGS uyitshintshe ibe ngamadola emelika.
Lo ngokwesikhona DVD omsakazo we-Community Podium TV ubexoxa loMike Hove ecingweni ekobulawayo. Abake badlalela iqembu lenguqu ele-Highlanders batshayelwa ihlombe ngokubumba inhlanganiso ephathisa abanye babo abadinga usizo ababhekane lobunzima. Intatheli yezindaba zemidlalo uJoseph Njanje usipha lolu daba ngogcweleyo.
Abadlali beqembu leHighlanders asebathatha umhlala phansi ngomgqibelo bavakatsheli emathuneni abalisa eAflon kanye laseWest Park lapho kwabekwa khona abanye babo asebadlula emhlabeni. Ababengabadlali laba babumbe inhlanganiso yabo eminyakeni embalwa edluleyo, njalo umgcini sihlalo wayo uDouglas British Mloyi uthi sebeneminyaka emithathu baqala ukuvakatshela amathuna labo ababedlala labo.
Justin Nenoria, Nenoria abangani bethu sasidlala labo abasishiyayo. Wesikwenzayo as former footballers abangani bethu abasishiyayo labo sasibona ukuqhathela umsebenzi njalo. Sivakatshele abangani bethu lo ngumnyaka wesithathu.
Unobhala wenhlanganiso yababedlalela iqembu leHighlanders uMarco Dube ukhuthaze abanye abangaphatheki kunhlelo zabo ukuba labo basondele basebenzisane ndawonye.
Sibaningi amafuma players isicelo sami sokuthi kuphela asibalandini. Ngiyakwazi abanye siyayenge ngaphandle kube lokhu lalokhu. Asilandini wonke umuntu odlalela iHighlanders ebuye ezojoyina i-association ngaleyo. Singcedisane nini ngoba ukufa kusemuntwini wonke kukufemili yonke. Singancedisana ngizabona ukuthi siya phambili loba emahofisini ngale badalini baza sihlonipha besazi ukuthi yithi esaletha izindlu zezana ama-ofisi lani lani konke.
Wayengumdlali waba ngumanager waphinda njalo waba ngu-chairman weqembu leHighlanders u-Ernest Mapepa Spanda ukhuthaze abanye bakhe ukuba beqhubekele phambili ngenhlanganiso yabo.
Asiyeni phambili uNkulunkulu esikwenzayo uNkulunkulu uza kunika okuqondane nawe. He is going to reward you. Lingayekeli babaphile babambuye. Lingayekeli kuza kuba nzima but let's all be behind this project.
Ngemva kokuvakatshela emathuneni abadlali asebathathwa umhlala phansi labo babuthane eclubhouse yeqembu leHighlanders lapho abazilibazise bekhona kusosiwa inyama. Abadlali ababedlalela iqembu leHighlanders asebehlala kwamanye amazwe baphathise ngosekelo lwemali efika inkulungwane lamakhulu amahlanu amadola asemelika. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo nguJoseph Njanjini.
Ngesizwe umculo kaSikhosana. Ijaha lenkayi khona le eGwamba esithi Rasta.
Wena Rasta nyakuthanda uthi wakuthi pesi yakifana le China kwata wena ukurumi njenge China ikana lithi vara 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 dani makiwa nyalithanda kuba lithipimpi. If it was up on us, people, how stand it? Then the other five, Zara Pona, that is for an appeal. And I am Tanda, Dammy Avatanda. We can sit in here, Dapper, and we almost one corner.
Isithi Rasta. Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Iningi labeZimbabwe kwele Botswana lilakho ukwehluleka ukuyafika ekhaya ngekhefu leKhisimusi. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala eSouth Africa ezibikwa zisebenzisa incwadi zokuzibazela zokuthi azilagcikwane leCOVID-19 zixwayisa ukuba zizojeziswa kanzima. Idalele High Court koBulawayo seledlulisele kuviki ezayo isicelo sikaMnumzana Bednico Bebe owayengumqoqi wenhlelo kubandla le-MGCT esokumisa umhlangano omkhulu weCongress webandla lelo. Silugqiba lapha-ke uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Sithandekile mhlanga.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.